What you listening to?
That's the radio.
What is the 411?
We are back!
You people are supposed to be sensitive and sharp.
The last bastion of quality programming.
Who are these sick people?
You're a producer. Come up with something.
Hello!
Mixed Mornings with John and Justin.
Starts now.
Mix 105.1.
608, good morning. Thanks for waking up with us. We are all here today. John, Justin, Jackson, a high today of 59. I should mention, though, that Jackson's only here for the next 5 minutes. Then he's hopping in the mix van, going to Ogden.
Ogden. Yeah. I'm coming right at you.
What are you going to be doing this morning?
Well, John and I got into a chat yesterday. So we got some people from the governor's office asking us to help register people to vote.
Right.
And John was basically just like, well, people don't vote.
Yeah, people don't vote anymore.
Well,
it's true.
I think you're being so cynical about it.
No, people don't. Especially on a midterm election, you're going to... Every year it's the same thing. We talk about it. We do rah-rahs. You have the celebrities come out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up with like, 2% of people came out and voted.
Right.
And
I'm like, because it's not as sexy as the presidential.
It's just people don't get excited about it.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
So I have decided we're going to hit the street every day this week. I'm going to go to different areas. We're starting in Ogden. We're going to work our way south. But I'm going to sit there in a parking lot with the iPad open. All you have to do is show up and register to vote.
Oh, okay.
Because I cannot live in a world where John is right. I don't feel like none of us should have to live in that
world.
Well,
I love that you go to great lengths, too, to prove him wrong.
Oh, always.
Okay, so I'm going to sacrifice my whole morning.
So let me ask you this, Justin. So yeah. Jackson is going to go to the parking lot of the post office at 27th and Washington in Ogden.
Yeah.
He'll be there from 7 to 9 this morning. How many people do you think will come by and register to vote with Jackson?
30.
You think he'll get 30 this morning
alone? I
feel like
that's excessive.
Wait, it takes 2 seconds. Like, you're only going to be out of the car for 30 seconds to get this done. I know that they don't need very much from you.
You have taken the bar, and you have put it up at a level.
Gosh, he always does this.
It's Ogden. They're pretty good to us up there.
It's true. They are good to us up
there. Yeah, they do love us. Anyway, so I feel like, though, if I get a lot, let's say, I don't know, like 100 by the end of the week, John has to do something gross.
Yeah. Just eat a bug.
Yeah. Yes, he has to eat a bug.
Why? Why the bug?
I don't know.
Why do I have to eat a bug?
First thing that came
John's
got to
eat a big, ugly cockroach if I can get 100 registrations by the end of the week.
I'm 30 today. It's only 10 an hour. Not bad.
Let's start the show. Let's take texts.
Okay.
If Jackson gets 100 people to register to vote from today to Friday, what should my punishment be for doubting Jackson and everyone for not wanting to vote?
All right, fair enough.
There we go. How about also we take digital if they just registered on their phone and they take a screenshot?
I'm fine with that.
Congratulations, you're registered.
Yeah, absolutely.
Send them to the number.
We're still not going to get a hit 100.
I don't know. I just.
Oh, you're the worst.
Leaving the prize up to the listeners, too, because I know how I get heckled sometimes on Choose the News.
Well, you did a terrible job yesterday.
I wouldn't put my fate in their hands because it's going to be nasty. You're better off with Jackson and I picking.
So Jackson and I were arguing about this yesterday, Justin, and I was like, I'll just streak. Like Main Street. That'll be
go.
My punishment, right?
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
And then I was like, I'll just streak the Utah Jazz home opener Friday night.
There you go.
All of John's punishments were him getting naked somewhere public. And I was like, no one asked you to do that.
No, it's fine.
Get put on like the sex offender list then if you get caught streaking like the...
Well, we can ask this man who got drunk and recently stripped naked before diving into the shark tank at the Ripley's Aquarium in Canada.
Just want to have a good time, huh?
So it wasn't enough for him to go streaking. He decided to go swim with, no, not the fishes, the sharks.
Yeah, they're fine.
None of the sharks even attacked him. None of them even paid attention to him as he was swimming laps, just la 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 in the middle of a shark tank.
That's funny.
At an aquarium.
Security, so they fished him out?
If you see the footage, it's like the security is over on the side trying to like get him. Like, come here. Come here. They got the pole. They're like poking at him. Trying to get him to come back.
It's like, nah, come on in. The water's nice.
He's been banned from the aquarium from now on. If you were
sure.
Talking. All right. So here's the deal. Jackson's going to try to get to 100 registrations to vote by the end of this week. I'm saying there's no way that's possible. He's going to start today in Ogden at the parking lot of the post office. That's 27th in Washington. What's my punishment if he can get 100 people to actually register to vote from today to Friday? He'll go to different spots each day. What's going to happen to me? Am I going to have to straight street? I don't know.
Maybe.
But maybe. Is that what it's going to be? Am I going to have to? No, that's
no
not
one's
going to
make
it.
You do anything naked, John.
It's up to you. You can text us at 844-649-1051.
Justin, let's get to your showbiz beat.
Hey, PRA Health Sciences is seeking healthy men for a clinical research study. Volunteers may receive up to $5,500 for time and travel. Call them 801-269-8200. Selena Gomez, you know, she was recently admitted into the hospital because she had a breakdown.
Right.
They're saying now there could be a portion of it that's the result of Justin Bieber and his engagement and the quick wedding.
Is she shocked that he moved on so fast?
I
is that
so.
The idea?
Well, it's, as the story goes on, you know, it's like because they were kind of like first loves.
You're right. Yeah.
And so it's a little bit of, it stings a little bit when it comes to that one. I think it, when it comes to Selena, though, that it's all this stuff.
So everything at once is kind of piling on from the transplant to now Justin Bieber.
Right.
And everything in between.
And sometimes I question how stable she is, you know?
Yeah.
Just because it's a lot and she's not handling it well.
Oh, man.
Where's Taylor Swift on this one?
Right, yeah. Where's her tight group of friends that she's always with?
You know, because this is one of those situations where I could see Taylor stepping in, making things all better, because that's what she does.
Making some nice tea.
Right.
Having Meredith jump up on her lap.
Yeah, come over. Spend the weekend at my house.
Yes.
And you'll be fine by the time you leave. So, Ariana Grande is planning to return the $93,000 engagement ring to Pete Davidson, which that's cool of her.
Yeah, I mean, they say that if you don't get married, you return the ring. Isn't that kind of like the rule?
Mm-hmm.
At least they say.
She's like, here, you need it more than I do.
Well, and that's the other part.
I mean,
seriously, $100,000 for Pete Davidson. He's got some money, but he doesn't have Ariana Grande money.
No. And I'm seeing that she may have dumped Pete because of Pete's lack of support following Mac Miller's death.
Oh, so you called it.
Called it yesterday.
Yeah.
I can see it on his face that he wasn't smart enough. He doesn't know how to treat what he's got.
He had to be more supportive through that whole thing, and he could have been, got it.
He just wants to make out.
Right.
And she's like, no, my ex just died. He's like, yeah, but I just want to lay in bed and make out. And she's like, no. He seems like he's that kind of a guy, right?
So,
Disney, one of the old screenwriters, Fred Ladin, says that they don't get anything when they do the live action, even though he was part of the original.
Oh, really?
These guys don't get any taste. He goes, we get nothing. He goes, they will mention us in a credit. We don't get a T-shirt. We don't get a park pass. We don't get a dime.
Because Disney owns all the rights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, that stinks.
So you came up with it. You wrote the screenplay.
Yeah.
But you get nothing this time around.
You don't even get a free movie to go see, movie pass to go see the next one.
No, you don't. You don't even get to go to the park for the day. He goes, you don't even get a T-shirt.
That sucks.
I'm like, well, it sucks for you guys, but it's just kind of how it goes. And that is the showbiz beat.
Thanks, Justin. Jackson is on the street. He is on his way to the parking lot of the post office in Ogden. That's 27th in Washington. What is he doing there? Well, he is registering you to vote. It started with the conversation that he and I had yesterday. He's saying that voter turnout is always terrible for midterm elections. And he's like, no, not this time, man. People are going to come out in droves. And I'm like, no, it doesn't happen. So he's trying his best. He's going to get 100 signatures by Friday. He'll be at different places each and every day. And I said, if you can hit 100, I'm willing to lose a bet, have something bad happen to me because of it. Definitely eating a bug is winning on our text votes right now.
People really liked that.
Oh, yeah. Shelby even sent a bug emoji along with it. So that's and then we had Kaylee, who registered to vote online. She took a screenshot and sent it, wanted it to count. So it does. So we are at 99 now that Jackson needs a hit before Friday at the end of the show.
Do you have a bug preference?
I'm going to leave it up to you guys, I guess.
If we can catch a fly?
That's I'll do it, I guess.
You would have to chew, just swallow it.
Yeah, the fly's fine. They were talking about a cockroach yesterday.
When the heck are we going to get a cockroach?
I don't know. You know Jackson. I'm sure he could figure out something there.
Right. I was like, I don't know we're going to get one.
You better clean that first.
Right, because you know what's going to happen. We're going to find out what can we find in our area, within the building or out front.
Speaking of doing dumb things, yesterday my kids were, they were kind of sliding down the first few stairs that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen's like, oh, that seems dangerous. I'm like, oh, no, don't you worry. Back when I was a kid, we had big stairs, and we would take cardboard boxes up to the top.
Yes.
And we would go head first down the stairs.
They can make an afternoon of it.
Yeah, and then we had the wall right there, which would stop you.
Because you got a turn.
Yeah, no, we couldn't make the turn. So you would just run right into the wall head first. You'd kind of have your hands there, hopefully, but that was it.
I love it. Hopefully you didn't get too much speed.
Yes, because after you do it a few times, then you get the running start. as one does.
I think that that's definitely our childhood because you tried probably cardboard, you tried the blanket, you rode down in the laundry basket.
Oh, the laundry basket was so much fun. Did you ever roll?
Yes.
Yeah. Like you thought you would slide, but then you'd do the...
It catches the front and then you're, yeah, you roll down. It's like, yeah, it was good times though.
And she's like, you were a pretty dumb kid, weren't you? I'm like, yeah.
No.
That's just what we did.
Adventurous.
And it got us talking about like the most reckless game you survived as a kid. Like what crazy thing did you do back when you were a child that you're like, man, I was a dummy for doing that. Like, did you have anything like that?
I guess not so much a game, but more like I tried to jump anything possible with my bike.
Okay.
You know, just like we'd make these makeshift ramps.
Mm-hmm.
And no wonder I went home with like, you know, road rash and stuff like that. Because now when you look back at the engineering behind it, you're like, no, that was never going to work in the first
place. Like the worst built ramps ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can barely like ride over
them
without they break.
Prop this piece of wood up with a soup can and see how well this is going to work. And yeah, it never works out as well.
I don't know why I lost my front tooth.
Yeah.
The logic seems so sound at the time.
Yeah, and then you don't grasp speed. So
right.
You don't go fast enough in the front end. Just goes over and like, yeah.
The most reckless thing you did as a kid. It could be a game. It could be an activity, like Justin said, with trying to take the bikes over the makeshift ramp. We want to hear from you. Give us a call.
Yeah, Lynn inspired me on another one because he said he had a BB gun warm. And so when I lived in Iowa, like my friend had like a grove of trees out in back of their house.
Uh-huh.
We'd go out there and try to pick each other off with the BB guns.
So instead of Nerf guns, you'd use BB guns?
Yeah, but it was always like this
Dude.
Rule. No more than like two pumps on the gun, but you never do that. You're like... Boom.
Nick. You'd shoot each
Yeah, man, it stings.
You and Lynn, man. So Jordan's the one who said bottle rocket roulette, light it up and throw it. So you just light it and then just see where it lands?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Sabrina says, when I was little, my neighbors had bags and bags of beer cans in their backyard, so I would jump off my garage into the bags of cans.
That's fun. Tell me you never tried to shoot somebody with a Roman candle.
So we went to Mexico one time.
Right. So there's a story.
Yeah.
Here.
I'm from Long Beach, California, and Ensenada was just down the street. So we would have Roman candle wars using Roman candles and then trash can lids.
Yes.
And you would fire them at each other and try to block them with the lid. How am I still alive?
Right.
This text says, my brother used to roll me down the hill in our spare tire. I've always wanted to do that.
I think with age now, you'll throw up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Right?
I was on the tire swing with Ella yesterday, and I could barely handle it. Andrea says, I jumped off a deck with a pillowcase as a parachute. Yeah, that doesn't work. Don't try.
I wonder how many people tried to fly.
Liam asked me yesterday if he could get an umbrella and go up to the roof and jump off like Mary Poppins. And
right.
I'm like, no. We don't.
It doesn't work that way,
that.
Liam.
This text says, we used to hold on to bumpers of moving cars with either our rollerblades or our skateboard. It was all good till you caught a rock or a big crack and your wheels would fit right inside it.
I feel like there's not enough road rash in these kids nowadays.
Yeah, you don't have like the arm that's like completely void of skin.
Yeah, elbows and knees and shoulders
yeah.
and stuff come home with no skin left on it.
We'll keep taking your text for the most reckless game you survived as a kid. Jackson on the street.
Going on?
Are you there at the parking lot of the post office at 27th and Washington yet?
I will be in 2 minutes.
Yesterday, Jackson and I were talking off air about voter turnout for the midterm elections.
Yeah.
And I was saying how no one's going to show up. It's just the way it is in this day and age. And Jackson was like offended that I said no one was going to go out to the polls.
Well, he's trying to start a movement here.
Right.
And register a ton of people.
So, Jackson, you are going to be at the parking lot of the post office in Ogden, 27th and Washington, and you are there to just register people to vote.
Yes. So register people to vote. I will also be right next to the big blue box. So if you have your ballot by mail, bring it over. Let's take a selfie if you have it in the box.
Okay. Now, we said that if you could hit 100 registers by the end of this week, by Friday, you're going to go out each and every day. I will perform some kind of stunt or lose a bet in some way. A lot of people like the eating of bugs. That was like really popular.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got a call saying, what if I get into a big tire and I roll down a hill? What do you think about that?
Oh, no. That's dangerous. I mean, I want you to suffer, but I don't want you to die.
We can put a helmet on him.
Still no. I'm going to have to nix that idea. This is what happens when you two get left alone to your own devices. This is the sort of idea that comes up like, yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Two guys went to roll a tire down a hill, okay? What's wrong with that?
Or I get tied up to like a tree, and then you guys shoot Roman candles at me.
Yes.
These are just fun ideas that we've had.
Oh, boys are the worst.
All right, so the good news is your goal is no longer 100. We actually already had Kelsey text us that she registered online and sent us a screenshot. So you are at 99 left for registrations.
Yeah. All right, Kelsey, well done.
All right, so until 9 o'clock this morning, Jackson is in Ogden. I got another person who voted online and screenshotted and sent it to us. So
98
left for Jackson to hit by Friday as we get into Justin's Showbiz Beat.
Hey, make sure your lawn comes up beautiful next spring with IFA Step 4 Fall and Winter Fertilizer. IFA Country Store is helping to grow the things that you love. Ariana Grande, she's planning to return the $93,000 engagement ring that Pete Davidson had given her. I think that's pretty cool of her because if you're Pete, that was probably, he saved some money for that.
Yeah, and with the engagement rings, I thought you're supposed to give it back if you don't go through with the wedding, but
yeah.
Once the marriage happens, then you get to keep the ring.
Right.
That's like the
protocol.
Like Ann Landers would tell you,
yeah,
right?
That's what she tells you. Also, Ariana's, I guess they're saying that she dumped Pete because of Pete's lack of support when it came to Mac Miller's death, which I thought all along that he just played the situation wrong.
Yeah, you called
and
that.
That's what he did. Also, but I'm trying to figure out the timeline because you said you saw over the weekend. I've got this story, though, that says they were spotted together at Saturday Night Live while he was working Saturday night.
Well, they didn't announce a split until Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
It was like around 3 or 4 p.m. So my guess is there was a fight after Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
That probably led into the wee hours of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of talking and then like some crying, then talking again.
Oh.
Then maybe they broke for breakfast,
oh.
Then came back and talked and cried some more. And by that afternoon, they had split.
Just so happy you're not 22 going through that kind of stuff. Right?
Yes,
doesn't it sound miserable?
It really does.
Yeah, so it ended with them on Sunday splitting. So Hilary Duff, she wants her baby out now. Now she's into going to a place called Catali or Catoli Pizza in Studio City, California, which has a labor-inducing salad that they're supposed to order.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so if you go there, you order the salad that they have. It's supposed to put you into labor. So she's like, all right, I'm going there. I'm doing this. We're getting it out.
That's so weird because they say that Cafe Trio here has a pizza that does that too. And I think it's the chicken pizza. But when Jen was pregnant with Liam, she was due, and we were still like, all right, anytime now. I had listeners texting in saying, go to Cafe Trio, try this pizza, or just tell them you want the pregnancy-inducing pizza.
And Cafe Trio does know that they have this?
Yeah,
it's
I don't think
like
people knew the name.
It's not like an urban legend or a myth.
No, so I went there one day after the show, and I just was like, hey, I heard that you have this pizza. And the hostess laughed and was like, yeah, I know which one you're talking about. And I was like, does it work? And she's like, well, we never had any complaints about it.
They got a good track record.
And so I brought it home, and within like the next 24 hours, we had Liam.
I'm curious to know if there's more. Or is that the one for the city?
You mean like it's only the Cafe Trio place?
Uh-huh.
Or if there's like another urban legend out there? Like,
right.
Oh, if you go to the 7-Eleven off of State in 33rd South.
And you get the pineapple Slurpee.
Right. Like, right, exactly. All right.
Is there more than just Trio?
Let's do that. If there's a place that you've heard of that like stimulates pregnancy like that, the way like Cafe Trio did for us, where is it? We want to hear from you.
Yeah, call us.
Jackson, you want to hang out with us as we get into Choose the News?
Let's do it.
Order your groceries online and pick them up curbside with Harmon's eShop. Visit harmonsgrocery.com to get started.
All right, so there are just two stories today to choose from because Jackson is on the street for voting. That's why everyone's calling in right now. John Legend tickets for John Legend's Legendary Christmas. If you vote, we'll put you in the drawing. So, Justin, what do you got?
Where and how to get a free taco.
Okay, and I have this personal trainer went above and beyond. Jackson, before we take any calls and texts, which story do you want?
Is yours motivational, John? Because if so, I'm not interested.
It is not motivational.
Oh, okay, great. Then I'm on board with John.
Jackson, I'm offering you a free taco.
Listen, there's 69 cents at Del Taco. I'll go get one.
All right, one vote for me, and we'll take more if you call us right now. I'm getting destroyed. I'm getting absolutely destroyed today.
People are even sending taco emojis.
Yeah, that's all we're getting, just taco photos right now. Like Avery, May, Mackenzie, all going for tacos. I'm just scrolling through right now. I got a few votes, not many, though. Hi, Max. Who's this?
This is Austin.
Hey, Austin. How are you?
Great. How about y'all?
Good. Go ahead. Choose the news.
I obviously need to know to get a free taco.
Oh, man. I'm getting crushed by the tacos.
Right?
Oh.
Because people love free food and people love tacos.
But I got a personal trainer who went above and beyond.
It's a winning story.
Well, that's sweet, but...
Austin, you're in the drawing for the John Legend tickets.
Awesome. Thank you.
Eric text saying, although I like free tacos, Justin's story was so awful yesterday that I have to go with John. Love listening to you guys. See, I feel like more people should be punishing you for yesterday's terrible story because it was so bad.
Oh. The 1,000 other people that have voted.
Here's another one, though. John, solely based on how disappointing Justin's story was yesterday. See? Yeah. I got two. With hundreds of votes today and two for me at 99%, the winner is Justin.
Yeah, man, I'm so happy to overcome yesterday's loss. Yeah. I should say it was kind of a loss in a way.
This person says, don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up. Okay, Taco Bell is bringing back their Steal a Base, Steal a Taco promotion again this year with the World Series, which, well, somebody will steal a base, which means the entire nation will get a free taco. And they're going to have this go down November 1st between 2 and 6. So even if you're not really into the World Series, mm-hmm. November 1st between 2 and 6, just show up and be like, hey, I like my free taco.
And they're going to hook you up?
They'll hook you up. I mean, somebody's going to steal a base. We know this. They do every single year. That's why they continue to keep doing this promotion. I look forward to it, though.
That's your story, huh?
It's a free That's your taco. Story. I said, where and when to get one?
218 votes, two for me, and yours is steal a base, gets a taco?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we're doing at 747?
I blame you and your tees.
Yeah, that's fair. My story will be up online at mix1051utah.com. Where are we at right now, Jackson?
Well, as of right now, I've got three here in the parking lot.
What?
Okay. Which is not bad.
Wait. Wait. You had three people come by and register?
Yes. So, and I do want to shout out Sherry. She just came by. She hooked me up with a coffee.
Oh, that's nice.
And cheese and crackers, which was very nice.
That's awesome.
So, I'm eating very fancy up here at Ogden.
So you,
and then we also had kindergarten teacher Mary stop by.
So you're telling me that we are at now just 95 needed by Friday?
Yeah, you're starting to get scared?
A little bit.
Yeah, we're making some progress here.
Because Jackson's going to be out each and every day, and if we hit 100, I lose the bet, and something bad's going to happen to me. We're going to let you vote on it.
I'm going to go and find a big juicy bug, because I know we're going to let the people vote, and they're going to decide whether or not you eat a bug. But I'm going to just entice them. I'm going to get the biggest, grossest bug on the way back down to the office. And I'm going to let everyone see it.
So Jackson's starting up in Ogden today. He's going to work his way south over the next few days. Hopefully he'll be near you. So if you want to register to vote and try to hit that big number of 100, we're at 95 right now. Jackson, did you go on any field trips as a kid that like stand out in your mind? I'm about to talk about my son, Liam. He's going on his first one, but I was just wondering with you.
I remember we went down to Salt Lake one year. It was like a big deal for us. And we went to the zoo and to some museum, but we still didn't have, like, we couldn't go back to the school yet. Like, they weren't ready for us. So my teachers had to do a real quick tour of a candy factory, and the candy workers were not prepared for us. And our teachers were not prepared for us to have a bunch of candy. It was a disaster on the way back.
That's awesome. That's the funny stories we're looking for.
That's
right there.
Good.
All right, Jackson, in the parking lot of the post office in Ogden, 27th and Washington. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
My son Liam has a big day. He's in first grade, and he's going on his first field trip today.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so he was pretty excited. We were talking about it last night, and he's going to Wheeler Farm, which is over there like in Cottonwood.
Yeah, so he'll get to see the animals and everything that's going on over there. It'll be fun.
Taking like maybe a hayride is in their future, right?
Yeah, he probably could come home with a pumpkin today.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what do you think's going to happen, buddy? And he's like, I don't know. I think maybe like my teacher will just sit on a bench and they'll just let us run around the farm and we got to be back at the bench at a certain time. I'm like, I hope not. I hope there's a little more structure than that.
Yeah, no, that's how it goes. He's going to be disappointed then when he has to stand in line. Huh?
Yeah, but do you have like a favorite field trip memory from back in the day, like when you were a kid? Because I'm thinking this one will stand out in his mind since it's his first.
Yeah, I remember being a kid that we went to SAC Air Force Base because I grew up in the Midwest. And we went there and we got to see the planes.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was really cool being a kid, being around those airplanes at the Air Force Base. I really enjoyed it.
And they're so, look, even still, I went to the air show this year and I was like a kid again at the Air Force Base.
Or if you go up to like the museum up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. I love it.
We went to SeaWorld one year, because I'm from Long Beach, California, so we drove down to San Diego, which was like a 2-hour bus ride.
You got to do cool stuff, though.
But it was pretty fun, And then we all sat in the like the splash zone, which was a terrible idea for the teachers because it was at the end of the field trip. And so we got splashed by Shamu, right? We all got wet, and as kids, like, oh, this is amazing. But then we got back on the bus for the drive back home, which, again, was 2 hours.
Oh.
Just soaked and, like, now freezing because, like, I don't know if they're any better now, but the school buses couldn't, like, keep temperature for the life of them.
I don't think they're any better.
Yeah, and it was just, like, windy and cold and rickety, and it was, like, the worst 2 hours going back.
You didn't get a bunch of stinky white kids riding in there all the way home.
I would have hated to been a teacher in that
right?
bus. Yeah.
It sucked.
This text says, I grew up in Orlando, Florida. We went to Universal Studios in fifth grade. Best part was that my friend had a broken leg, and this was back in the day where they'd let you go to the front of the line. On Jaws, another group joined us. There was about 15 of us who got to be in the front of the line.
Awesome.
David. Yeah. Zoe says, my favorite was Wonder Bread because they gave out little tiny loaves of bread.
Yes. Little teeny ones. Like about the size of your cell phone-ish.
Really?
Yeah, it was cool.
I want to do that. Where was that at?
Well, I don't. It's not there anymore.
Oh, but it was. Over by where we used to broadcast from. Baxter says, when I was in fourth grade in California, we took a field trip to an art museum in L.A. The exhibits had many naked statues. I think it triggered a puberty for most boys in my class.
You know, I feel that they should have known that all the boys are going to be looking at the naked art.
Grant says, junior year of high school, I was in a program that was basically half in-class learning, half field trips to learn outdoors. One time we were rocking the bus. The driver got on board with it and encouraged us. We almost flipped the bus over on the side of a mountain. Good times.
Yeah.
I need to talk to that bus driver. I feel like that bus driver needs to be sat down.
Yeah, he's not there anymore.
When I was a kid, we lived in New England and got to go to the Boston Museum of Science. They have stairs that are musical notes, and the teachers didn't expect us to be playing them for 2 hours straight. Just get, like, sick of it.
Oh, that'd be annoying.
Hey, John, I'm a SoCal girl. We got to do Catalina Island once. It was really fun. Catalina Island was an island off the coast that you could hop on a boat and you could be there.
How long is the ride out there?
Depends on the boat, between 20 minutes and 2 hours, depending on what you're taking. We also did Knott's Berry Farm. You had a much cooler school than I did. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite field trip growing up? My son Liam's doing his first one today. We want to hear from you. It's funny. You and I got texts from our wives who happen to be listening right now.
Yeah, I got one from Lori. Yeah. She's like, you know what mine was when she went to Kennecott? I've always wanted to go out there.
The mine?
The mine. Because I guess that hole is gigantic. You know those dump trucks where you can stand in like the wheel?
Yeah.
Those are driving around out there, and they look small when you're looking down.
I wonder if you can do that now.
I think you still can.
I want to do that. My wife, Jen, she reminded me that one of hers that still haunts her, she's from California as well, and there was a museum there called the Museum of Tolerance, which was a Holocaust museum. And as a kid, you would be taken there, and they would put you in the gas chamber. They had like a recreated one, and then you had a card in your hand, and at the end, it would tell you whether or not you survived or not.
Holy cow!
As like a kid in third grade, it would jack with you.
If you didn't survive.
Yeah, for years afterwards. I think it still haunts her dreams.
Did she survive?
No, she did not survive.
No one did.
No one did. This text says, live in Wyoming. In high school, we put on the play Fiddler on the Roof. Our drama teacher brought us to Salt Lake City to see the movie prior to our production. We then went out for pizza. Huge trip for us Wyoming kids back in the 70s.
I bet it was fun.
Angelo, senior year, my school concert choir went to New York City to watch and sing in a Broadway show. The musical was West Side Story, plus seeing Times Square and Lady Liberty.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's legit.
Yeah, it is.
I never got a field trip like that. I went to the sewage plant in fifth grade, and we took a tour of the plant. Then we went outside to watch the poo boat float by in the open air tunnel. But when we were out there, the sprinklers turned on, and we all thought it was sewage spraying us.
That was a joke by somebody that works there, huh?
I grew up in Indiana, and our eighth grade class flew to D.C. for a field trip. Right before our trip was September 11th, 9/11. Oh, wow. We were still able to fly to D.C., but I remember my parents being worried. We also were able to see all the damage to the Pentagon as we drove by it.
Oh, that's cool.
I bet that was an incredible time right now. Yeah. My eighth grade class took a trip from Cali to D.C. where we stayed for a week. Now working at a school, I can't imagine being in charge of 30 kids across country. My friend and I got an open shampoo bottle stuck in the hotel toilet, and we were too scared to use it, so we just kept using our neighbors. Yeah, that's the other thing. Let's see. I grew up in North Carolina. One year we went to the beach for 5 days. The next year we went to Washington, D.C. for 5 days. We may have not been number one for education, but we were number one when it came to field trips.
There you go.
You go to school like that. Kennecott Visitor Center is going to be opening this month, Justin.
Okay.
For the first time after the landslide. This person's husband works there, and they were able to go last month for Employee Day. It was really cool, I guess.
Okay, so, I'm going
to
go.
This text says, I grew up in Ohio, eighth grade. We took a week-long field trip to D.C., we stayed in a hotel. I accidentally wet the bed the first night.
Oh, no.
It was so embarrassing because I was sharing the bed with my best friend. She doesn't know to this day. Can we call her?
Yeah.
We just want to call her right now. Yes. Jackson?
What's going on?
Oh, we're just finishing talking about field trips. You know, my son Liam's doing his first one today to Wheeler Farm.
Very cute.
This Texo says, I grew up in Wyoming. They took us to tour the old Wyoming State Pen. It's supposed to be haunted. In fact, Zach Baggins from Ghostbusters has been there doing a ghost adventures. Creepiest experience to have at the age of 12.
Traumatized the kids early. I respect it. Yeah.
All right, Jackson is out right now at the post office in Ogden, 27th in Washington. It started yesterday with him and I talking off air, and I said that voter turnout will once again be terrible come November.
Right.
And Jackson has more faith in humanity on this issue than I do. So you're going to go out every day and try to get as many people to register as possible to vote in the upcoming election.
Yeah, yeah. And guess how many we have already, Jonathan?
How many?
11.
Shut up.
Now, that's just people who stopped by. We also had a very sweet lady named Wendy. Wendy got onto our Facebook page, took a screenshot that she had registered. Plus, you guys keep getting screenshots in there for the text messages, right?
Yeah, so we've had 3 people send us text messages. So you're telling me we're up to 14 people?
14. And I'm sorry, how many before you have to do something gross?
100.
It's 100, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, this is so happening.
Right? Because it's only Tuesday and we got time.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got this all day.
All right. So from 7 to 10 today, Jackson is in Ogden and at the post office at 27th in Washington. You're going to move your way south each and every day so we can try to hit all of our listeners. We're already at 14 out of 100, and if you hit 100, something bad's going to happen to me. I'm going to lose the bet. We're going to let you pick exactly what that is. Is it me eating a bug? Is it jumping out of a plane? We had that text. I don't know. We're going to let you decide.
Jumping out of a plane, I feel like John would be a fan of. John likes experiences like that. I want him to really not like what happens to him.
I will streak the opening of the Jazz game. I'll go ahead and do it.
You're not supposed to like it.
All morning long, we've been getting phone calls asking us about John Legend tickets. John Legend's A Legendary Christmas at Abravanel Hall in December. And if you want to go, we've got a pair of tickets right now, but you got to play Rapid Fire Trivia. So if you've never heard Rapid Fire Trivia before, here's how it works. You have 30 seconds to answer our 10 trivia questions. If you run out of time, the next caller in gets to start back at question one, and you don't get to play again today. You'll have to wait till Thursday when we play again.
And it's all about time management, too. A lot of times people wait for you to go through the whole sentence of what the question is.
Yeah.
You know what? Boom. Shout it out.
Yeah, exactly. Move as fast as possible. Justin watches the clock. Today is National Bosses Day, so all 10 questions have to do with famous TV bosses.
Okay, great.
Okay, so if you want to play, call us right now. I'm Max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Christina.
Hey, Christina, how are you?
Okay.
Are you nervous for a rapid-fire trivia?
Yeah.
Well, John Legend tickets on the line. Rapid-fire trivia, 10 questions. They're all about famous TV bosses, okay?
Okay.
Justin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Excellent. This boss runs the Springfield nuclear plant.
Oh, Mr. What is his name? Mr. Krebs? Oh, crap. Oh, no.
If you touch a fire, it would do this to you.
Burn.
This boss owns the Krabby Patty in Bikini Bottom. You just said his name.
What, Mr. Burns?
No. You actually said it before Mr. Burns.
Oh, Mr. Krabs?
Time.
Oh, hey, we did 2. Christina, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm Max. Who's this?
This is Celeste.
Hey, Celeste, you ready for rapid-fire trivia?
Yes.
All right, today is National Bosses Day, famous TV boss trivia for John Legend tickets. Justin, are you ready?
Sure are.
Excellent. This boss runs the Springfield nuclear plant.
Mr. Burns.
This boss owns the Krabby Patty in Bikini Bottom.
Mr. Krabs.
He's a musician born in the USA. Not a boss, but we call him one.
Oh, I have no idea.
I didn't know that one was going to be so difficult.
Me neither. I thought this would be an easy one.
Yeah.
He's a famous musician. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
His name rhymes with Smoos Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen.
Time.
Hey, Celeste, have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
If you want to play, it's hard today, give us a call. Hi, Mix, who's this?
Jason.
Jason, rapid fire trivia for John Legend tickets. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, they're all famous bosses. Justin, you got 30 seconds.
Let's do it.
Excellent. This boss runs the Springfield nuclear plant.
Mr. Burns.
This boss owns the Krabby Patty at Bikini Bottom.
Mr. Krabs.
He's a musician born in the USA.
Springfield.
Michael Scott was the manager of this paper company.
Dunder Mifflin.
This record company boss from England was also a snarky judge on American Idol. He wore a black V-neck. It rhymes with Kymon Sowell.
Simon Cowell.
This madman was the creative director of Sterling Cooper.
Don Draper.
Jack Donaghy on 30 Rock was the president of this TV network.
30 Rock?
Time.
Oh, NBC is what we were looking for there.
Oh, NBC.
Hey, not bad, though. You got farther than anyone else.
Nice.
Later, man.
Thanks.
We're still looking for that champion. I'm X. Who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim, you want to play rapid fire trivia?
Yes, I would.
All right, Tim. Today is National Bosses Day, so it's famous boss trivia. 30 seconds on the clock. Justin, are you ready?
Starts now.
Excellent. This boss runs the Springfield nuclear plant.
Mr. Burns.
This boss owns the Krabby Patty in Bikini Bottom.
Mr. Krabs.
He's a musician born in the USA. Michael Scott was the manager of this paper company.
Dunder Mifflin.
This record company boss from England was also a snarky judge on American Idol.
Simon Cowell.
This madman was the creative director of Sterling Cooper in Mad Men.
Don Draper.
Jack Donaghy on 30 Rock was the president of this TV network.
NBC.
He's not a boss, but he ran his crime family on HBO.
The Sopranos.
He's the boss of the kitchen on Hell's Kitchen and Master Chef.
Gordon Ramsay.
Time.
No, we had one more.
Thanks.
One question left. Will it be you?
It has to be, because everybody knows the answers now.
Call us right now for John Legend legendary Christmas tickets.
844-649-1051.
I'm X. Who's this?
This is Troy.
Rapid fire trivia. Troy, 30 seconds on the clock. Today is National Bosses Day, so I have famous boss trivia. If you get this right, you'll win yourself tickets to see John Legend's legendary Christmas. Cool?
Cool.
All right, Justin, 30 seconds.
Let's do it.
Excellent. This boss runs the Springfield nuclear plant.
Mr. Burns.
This boss owns the Krabby Patty in Bikini Bottom.
Mr. Krabs.
He's the musician born in the USA. Michael Scott was the manager of this paper company.
Dunder Mifflin.
This record company boss from England was also a snarky judge on American Idol. This madman was the creative director of Sterling Cooper. Jack Donaghy on 30 Rock was the president of this TV.
NBC.
He's not a boss, but he ran his crime family on HBO.
Sopranos.
He's the boss of the kitchen on both Hell's Kitchen and Master Chef.
Gordon Ramsay.
Fill in the blank. Shop designer clothes and accessory at Hugo.
Boss.
Yeah! Troy, hit it, man. Woo! It was a long one today. You got it right, though. You won yourself tickets to John Legend's legendary Christmas.
Thank you, guys.
Jackson, you're on the car on the way back. How'd you do?
I got 14 in 2 hours.
That's pretty good, man.
That's
not too shabby, right? So we had 14 in 2 hours, plus we had Wendy who registered online and sent me a screenshot on Facebook, plus how many screenshots did you get in the studio?
We had 3 in the studio, so that means you are up to 18 people. Oh, man, 18.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, 100 seems pretty reasonable, doesn't
right?
it?
It's in range.
Yeah.
Yeah, not unreasonable, at least, like you thought it was going to be, you naysayer.
All right, so tomorrow, where are you going to be at?
Tomorrow, I'm going to be at the parking lot at Centerville Walmart. It's just right fresh off of the freeway. You stop by. I've got candy and stickers. You register. Or just come by and show me that you have registered.
We're trying to get 100, and I lose the bet. We'll talk to you soon. Be safe on the drive home.
Yeah. Hey, I'm stopping by the pet store right now. I'm going to get you a bug to eat.
Stop it.
You're going to eat a big old gross bug if I hit 100.
Justin, are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
What do you got?
Paranormal Activity, you know the horror flick?
Yeah.
Is the most profitable movie ever, percentage-wise. It cost $450,000 to make and made $89.3 million.
Wow, that's a good investment.
That ROI is 19,751%.
Oh, that's good.